Mr. Speaker, a message from the Senate.
The Self-Genius
Bob.
Oh, but we are. We're all here. We're all sitting here together right now. Remember? Yes, and we were all sitting around at the Beachland Ballroom.
Yes,
listening to the microphone when it came on.
Yes, and my nose was expanding and parts of my brain were disappearing. Little pieces of my head were flying off into the atmosphere.
Oh, my goodness.
It was...
Oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me linger for a while in the land that I love. Don't fence me in. I want to ride to the west till the sun commences, and gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. And I can't stand hurdles, and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in.
Fuck you!
What's going on? The answer is the U.S. military attacked a U.S. patrol killing four soldiers who refused to go on a convoy mission. Convoys in Iraq frequently get ambushed on Friday. A lot of people haven't arrived because Ralph Nader would be included.
Last month, Eagle County prosecutors dismissed Bryant after the woman accusing him of rape said that she did not want to participate in a string of break-ins targeting cars in RTD lots. She is in a women's prison in West Virginia.
There you go.
I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
Oh, golly, the tomato plant fell over.
I'm John Kerry, and I approve this message.
Vote for Barry Goldwater.
Mr. Speaker, our president again wants dead and decaying human flesh from the governed.
Today, medical science patches up mutilated bodies, transplanting human skin, eyes, limbs, even vital organs. Is the next step the transplantation of the human brain? Many scientists answer yes, but they pause and add a grim warning. For in the ancient folk legends, tales are told of blood-sucking vampires crawling out of graves to live on the bodies of helpless victims. Is man now doomed to produce a race of ever-living monstrosities worse than the vampires of legend? Will ruthless men and women of great wealth and power greedily buy or steal the living bodies of the young and beautiful so their brains may live on forever? Such questions may seem fanciful, but at this very moment, scientists are working on the answer to brain transplantation, and human bodies are used.
I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
Vote for Barry Goldwater.
Mr. Bush says...
My opponent wants dick...
It's wrong to cross against the cars. And when I'm president, we will tell scientists that they can't lead the world against the computers.
I want dick.
Certainly the president's very large and very important.
Well, you know, Wally, there's a quotation from Shakespeare that kind of fits in here.
Take that gun out of your pants.
George W. Bush. And I approve this message.
Well, sort of.
Good evening. And before I take your questions, let me speak with the American people about the situation in Iraq. This has been tough weeks in that country.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
You said we're headed to war in Iraq. I don't know why you say that. I hope we're not headed to war in Iraq. I'm the person who gets to decide, not you.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful. And so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people. And neither do we.
I was sitting outside the classroom waiting to go in. And I saw an airplane hit the tower the TV was obviously on, and I used to fly myself, and I said, well, there's one terrible pilot.
the Iraqi regime is a threat to any American and to threats who are friends of America.
The goals for this country are peace in the world. And the goals for this country are a compassionate American for every single citizen. I mentioned early on that I recognize there are hurdles and we're going to achieve those hurdles.
We're going to achieve what we need to achieve. Porque este país is a gran país with great values.
For a century and a half now, America and Japan have formed one of the great and enduring alliances of modern times. From that alliance has come an era of peace in the Pacific.
So that's what there are some ideas, and my job is to like think beyond the immediate. Nobody can threaten this country. Oh, they may be able to bomb a buildings. There are some who feel like that, you know, the conditions are such that they can attack us there. My answer is bring them on. These people are trying to shake the will of the Iraqi citizens, and they want us to leave. That's what they want us to do. And I think the world would be better off if we did leave. If we left, the world would be worse. The world is better off with us not leaving.
I want to remind you all that in order to fight and win the war, it requires a expenditure of money that is commensurate with keeping a promise to our troops to make sure that they're well paid, well trained, well equipped.
And the other lesson is that there are people who can't stand what America stands for and desire to inflict great harm on the American people.
See, without the tax relief package, there would have been a deficit, but there wouldn't have been the kick to our economy that occurred as a result of the tax relief.
And you're working hard to put food on your family.
The law signed today directs new funds and new focus to the task of collecting vital intelligence on terrorist threats and on weapons of mass production.
We cannot let terrorists and rogue nations hold this nation hostile or hold our allies hostile.
To encourage them to start a ministry which will find the children of those who are incarcerated and love them.
Coalition forces have encountered serious violence in some areas of Iraq. Our military commanders report that this violence is being instigated by three groups. There's a lot of countries that have got a direct stake into whether or not North Korea has nuclear weapons. We've got a stake as to whether North Korea has a nuclear weapon. China clearly has a stake as to whether or not North Korea has a nuclear weapon. South Korea, of course, has a stake.
Listen, people join terrorist organizations because there's no hope. And there's no chance to raise their families in a peaceful world where there is not freedom. It's in the interest of long-term peace in the world that we work for a free and secure and peaceful Iraq. Secure Iraq in the midst of the Middle East will have enormous historical impact. You're free, and freedom is beautiful. And, you know, it'll take time to restore chaos and order, but we will. Conspiracy theories abound in American politics. I don't think we need to be subliminal about the differences between our views on prescription drugs. We say to seniors, we understand how important prescription drug coverage. So prescription drugs will be an integral part of the Medicare plan.
The frankly, mood of the world would have been astounded had the United States acted unilaterally in trying to deal with Al-Qaeda in that part of the world.
You know, I think the intelligence I get is darn good intelligence. And the speeches I have given were backed by good intelligence.
Some of the other members of the crew are here as well. Where are they, Robbie? Where are the members of your crew? Well, they must have couldn't pass the security check.
What do you think tribal sovereignty means in the 21st century? And how do we resolve conflicts between tribes and the federal and state governments?
Tribal sovereignty means that. It's sovereign.
I mean, you've been given sovereignty and you're viewed as a sovereign entity.
Okay.
And therefore, the relationship between the federal government and tribes is one between sovereign entities.
America stands for liberty, for the pursuit of happiness, and for the unalienable right of life.
You know, I was campaigning in Chicago, and somebody asked me, is there ever any time where the budget might have to go into deficit? I said, only if we were at war or had a national emergency or were in recession. Little did I realize we'd get the trifecta.
We're conscious folks flying, you know, getting lists of people flying into our country and matching them now with a much improved database.
And so, in my speech to the nation, whatever you want to call it, speech to the nation. I asked Americans to give 4,000 hours over the next, or the rest of your life, of service to America. That's what I asked. I said, 4,000 hours.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
For once.
That this Thursday, ticket counters and airplanes will fly out of Ronald Reagan Airport.
Yes, dear friends. Cut ups there by yours truly and Fernandinetti Lemur, and tonight is Halloween, 2 days before the horrible election.
Deutschland, Deutschland, über alles, über alles.
There's people disguised as monsters on the street, and monsters disguised as people in Washington. And Rudy Schwartz Project in the background, and Lonesome Cowboy Dave in the studio. And Princess, we are dough. And we're out of candy. Yes, it really is. Broadcast tonight, it was Halloween. Don't know when it was for you.
We have no more sugary listener. Tweets. We only have little nuggets of truth to dispense to the children and hope that they do not vomit in their sleep and fall into a deep coma.
I promise you they don't want that. They don't want
them.
The nuggets of truth. They probably would love the deep coma.
Oh, yes, of course. As the romantic movement grew, we noticed there were many, many more suicides throughout the land. People dressing up in drag and blue shoes and drinking tryptophan and then...
Well, you know, when you've had everything, you start thinking, well, I want to try death next. We may not have much choice after a while.
Yes, it'll be chosen for us, I think. We all will get the ticket at the end, and we'll get our stubs punched.
Well, we all end up on our heads, you know, Bob said. One and all, the greatest and the lowliest. That doesn't really make me feel all that much better when I see the lowly suddenly become great because of the other lowly.
Well,
the lowly outnumber the highly, I guess.
Well, they certainly do, but we cannot bring the highly down. We struggle, and yet the highly remain on high.
Oh, I don't know, man. I'm feeling kind of brought down. But that's maybe because my neck hurts.
Well, it may be because of that huge gaping neck wound inflicted on you by one of your little twicker tweeters with a George Bush pin on its thing.
No, that wasn't one of them. It was the anxiety about them. It was the anxiety. It was the worry about them that caused me to cut myself.
Anxious because they burned it down. And then they tried to resurrect it. And then they had to vote for the fatherland. And I had no choice. I had no choice. I could vote for Adolf Fischekelgruber, I could vote for von Hindenburg. I used to vote for Hindenburg, but he didn't. The taxes went down, but he went. Hitler says no new taxes.
Hey, Dobbs.
Get that thing.
Hi, Dobbs.
Yes, that's way marching to Poland. I can already feel my feet begin to stink. It was the same way we rolled into Baghdad on the 4th of May, 2002. What? When was it again?
Will somebody close the window and get these flies out of here?
I think drag the corpses out. Culturally and genetically engineered buzzard. Buzzing thing. What is it?
I've got one of those protest songs coming up by a Protesticles fellow, Lonesome Cowboy Dave.
I've heard about him.
It's a live recording for
him. Have you tried the ergot eyewash? Oh, it is very, very sickening.
Never like
on the phone, talking to his mom and dad. The president's on the phone, talking to his mom and dad. The president's on TV, talking to you and me. He's talking about liberty, but you and I. Meanwhile, outside the world is tumbling down in a pile of shit. There's war and revolution, suffering destitution. The government seems proud of it. Of the president's on the phone, talking to his mom and dad, saying, should I turn over evidence or be a good old Stonewall lad? The president's with Karl Rove, talking to his White House aides. The president's program control, making sure they don't see the hole. Meanwhile, outside the world is tumbling down in a pile of shit. There's war and revolution, pain and destitution, and the government seems proud of it. The president's in your head.
It rocks out.
The president's in your head.
It's Lonesome Cowboy Dave in thine ear bones.
Of course we're doing everything we can to protect America. It's hard work. But by speaking clearly, it'll mean it's less likely we have to use force. I wake up every day thinking about how best to protect America. That's my job. There's a lot of good people working hard, and we're making progress there. We've done a lot of hard work together over the last 3.5 years. I understand what it means to be the commander-in-chief. We're making progress. Let me finish. Of course I know Osama bin Laden attacked us. I know that. Of course we're after Saddam Hussein. I mean, bin Laden. He's, let me say, I certainly hope so. I think that by speaking clearly, the hardest part of the job is to, no doubt about it, it's tough. And it is one of the things I've learned in the White House is that there's enormous pressure on the president, and you cannot wilt under that pressure. Otherwise, understand that we must, what you believe in your core, in your heart of hearts, is right for in Iraq. You cannot lead if you send mixed messages. And so the answer to your question is, you know, it's hard work.
Phineas Narco from NationalCynicalRadio.com.
Oh, God. That's wonderful.
One chromosome too many.
He's my president.
Now, did you hear the story that Prescott Bush actually was the one who introduced the alien chromosome into the rest of the family's corpus habeum, and that's why he has the extra spinal attachment, like he's got a little vestigial tail down there. But it's not cute. It looks like, you know, it's like, it's got a, it's a...
I got mangaloid.
Determined that he would be the president of these here, you restless snakes.
These uneasy sounds.
Well,
this is a cover of Mongoloid played by Mongoloids at X Day.
Actual Mongoloids, too.
Yeah, it's the acid corpses, I believe.
So, well, do they have 3 X's and 2 Y's, or besides the vestigial tail and the extra nostril?
Oh, wait, here's the horny one. This is a sexy version.
Anyway, let me make need some wood? It is hard. Understand how hard it is. Missy understood that. I think about Missy Johnson's fantastic body. I told her after we came together. Change positions. Speed up. Change positions. Quicker. Yeah, we're getting the job done.
It's hard. It's incredibly hard.
It's incredibly hard. Love her as best as I can.
It's incredibly hard.
We were very much involved.
It's incredibly hard.
A matter of using every asset at our disposal.
It's incredibly hard.
Just feel it.
It's incredibly hard.
Need some wood?
It's hard.
It's incredibly hard. It's hard. It's incredibly hard. It's hard. It's incredibly hard. It's hard. It's incredibly hard. It's hard. It's incredibly hard. It's hard. It's incredibly hard. It's hard. It's incredibly hard. Need some wood?
On your face that way.
As they went by, never did much, though, but waved. Those were the days. Sometimes we see their little fingers.
Rule mode, current is full for each of the way.
Stick. See their little finger sticking out of the box. Car barbed wire.
Just to think about, isn't it?
Oh, not for me. I enjoyed sometimes if little toes and fingers would fall off. I'd come back and collect them, make soup for the family, and everybody enjoyed it.
That's just disgusting.
And it's, you know, life is, it's for the moment. And it was a beautiful moment.
I guess you could think of it as sort of recycling.
The red sky, the Zyklon B in the air, and the trains going by, and the exciting sounds of the clicky-clack. Sometimes they all have, all the cars would be from Korea, and China, and Japan. And sometimes there'd be a man with it, like he looked like a cartoon figure, and a big old W on his head. I guess he was selling the hamburgers. Oh, they didn't eat too much after the first love fest, though. Most of the hairs, they were pretty well depilated. And, of course, the mind just can't watch the watering down. Can't hold it. It's like a sieve.
As we see from these four appropriate messages being beamed in, it appears that we are actually literally making some sort of contact. And as I would expect, the president of these here United Snakes is going to be standing firmly out on that White House lawn. And he's not going to be sputing dog putty. No, he's going to be talking to whoever this group is, these aliens, these people with a third nostril, these strange beings who...
Wait, I think
the blue battery can influence the mind. Take the original receiver by the black.
Listen.
Time. We need guns. Ammunition. We need hair. We need...
Hello, Abu Ghraib Detention Facility. How may I help you?
Hello, this is Amir Samir. I seem to have lost my children during the last curfew roundup. Could you tell me where they might be?
Hold on for a minute.
Your call is important to us. Please stay on the line till a directory assistance operator can help you. All service operators are currently busy. Your call is important to us.
Well, that was Lonesome Cowboy Dave at the Beachland Ballroom at some Subgenius revival at some point in the past. Don't know which one. I can't remember. And before that, Rudy Schwartz Project, the great Rudy Schwartz Project, doing Snot Mouth Tweedle, a thinly veiled allegory of current events.
Now, Stang, I hate to interrupt you right there.
Oh, I was going to ask you the interviewer type question, but go ahead.
Well,
oh, no.
I was going to
ask you. No,
you
go ahead.
No,
that's
all right, then. Stang, what do you think of the thing in the back of the president's neck? The thing hanging between his scapula and his vertebrae.
Well, you know as well as I do, that's what they used to control him. I mean, that's receiver.
That's what I thought. Yeah, the receiver, the actual one of the tentacles itself, perhaps, even, right? Or does he get one, or is he still one of the Bohemian Club hillbillies?
Well, you know, I've always, at this point, I have, to tell the truth, I haven't been paying that close of attention. At this point, what does it matter? He could be one of the puppets. He could be one of the clones. He could be the real George Bush, somehow transformed, like in that stupid Stepford Wives movie. The Stepford presidents.
Well, he could really be one of the puppet presidents, not only as a puppet of the, you know, whoever controllers, but that thing in the back. It might be like, you know, Team America. They might have, Trey Parker and those guys might have, you know, I mean, they might have actually sussed onto something, as they used to say in Popeye Island. You know, they might have smoked something out and it didn't feel good.
Well, now, how many puppets down the line are you talking about here?
Well, I'm talking about that apparatus on the back of his whacker that makes him talk quicker and makes him lick faster.
Right, and you better hope the right guy has the remote control.
That's right. That's, you know, just like they blew up the World Trade Centers with a remote control, one of those little games.
Yeah,
in the basement,
they used
somewhere
a
in Queens
Sega,
or someplace, you know. Yeah,
yeah,
Sega. That's how he went through the debates, as remote as you can be. They said he had a remote look in his eyes.
Well, you know, speaking of remote, Princess Wee and I are going to be leaving the country shortly after the erection. And do you think we'll be back?
I don't know, depending if the encumbrance is still encumberating us.
Uh-oh, that's all I can think.
Yeah.
Whatever happens this election, the nutty squirrels have it right.
You might be voting for Feisthelmer von Wutschenschmacht McSnickschlapper for dog capture.
That's right.
Capturer.
When I was a little kid, they said in Russia, they don't give you any choice of who to vote for. It's just, you know, the vote, you just get one vote, and it's just for this one guy. And they only have one TV station, and it's all government stuff. Talk about how evil the us Americans are and how great the party is. And somewhere in between, there's that book and movie and comic book called 1984, which is a little bit out of date by about 20 years, kind of dated. But, you know, you put it all together and you go. You know, who do you think, Dave, who do you think is going to win, Predator or Alien? Or will we all lose?
I think we'll all lose to the Predators and Aliens running this cavuncular hospice we call UXA. It's a gone deal, man. You know what I mean? What I'm saying, they've already pre-registered. I forgot what he's talking about. Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh.
All those implants. Yeah, right. That's what happens when you start talking about the subject. What were we talking about?
See, friends, it's not
conspiracy.
It's actually difficult to brainwash somebody into talking about something, but it's very easy to brainwash them into not talking about something.
If you allow the flow to go, it may come out in strange rivulets of otherworldly spokage, as said. Can some people even have taken the stuff down, all the way down, and it just still comes out pretty much legitimate business for the rest of them. That's BAU, of course, which stands for BAU.
Well, luckily, we in Ohio don't have to worry because some Ohioan guy makes the voting machines, and
right.
He's a good friend of George Bush's,
yes, and Taft.
And has said that he wants to help put the emperor back, you know, keep the imp in place.
The imp. The imperverse, I would say. He reminds me of the imperverse, and I've noticed, you know, the colloquial little drawings that have been done by each little neighborhood in the world that show his ears sprouting into a kind of demonic thing and his forehead going backward into kind of like a bowling pin shape, and he looks like Alien, the Alien, you know? Oh, I'm sorry. She's staying your eyes closed.
I thought those were supposed to be you.
The big snow.
I thought those pictures in Mad Magazine were supposed to be you. Those funny looking guys acting stupid.
They're beaming.
I thought that was supposed to be you.
The big signals tonight. When the waves are dense, there's no. I bet the waves are going to be so dense on historical erection day that nobody will be able to maintain the encumbrance unless they're wearing their own, you know.
Well,
nobody will be able to maintain, period, okay?
Yeah. Well, that's exactly it.
Won't be able to maintain.
No.
All right?
I think a lot of people are going to be flipping nervous and going yah-yah right out there in front of the booths. Do you?
I don't know. I've seen this happen so many times before. And everybody get the monkeys get all upset. Get riled up. They rattle their cage.
Throw the food back to the keepers.
They fling their poo around. And then in the end, they're still behind bars, and everybody's still laughing at them, going, look at those silly monkeys.
Yeah, and then they burn the Reichstag again, and then the monkeys are laughing again.
Yeah. What happened to the October surprise?
Well, I was pretty surprised that a month actually happened and we didn't all die. I mean, so far.
Well, they promise us we're going to die every couple of days.
You will die tomorrow.
Yeah, you're going to die because the evildoers.
Tuesday is your walking dead day.
But one of these days, it's going to happen, you know.
It's going to happen.
Bob said it's going to be a bummer.
But will we be zombies then, going to the booths in the same old way that we have?
His prediction came true.
It is a bummer.
I'll be a good zombie going to the booth. My daughter called me up to make sure I was. She said, Dad, you're not so radical that you don't even vote, are you? And I was like, well, yeah, I am, but I'm going to vote anyway.
Yeah.
Just in case. You know, just because. You know, I don't know. Just so I can get off work.
So do you have to go to a voting booth to get it off?
Can
you go to a phone booth and just start screaming and pounding on the window?
No, this year they've made sure that you have to dot all your I's and T's and punch your Chads and everything, or they won't. Especially if you have that one vote, and they'll throw that one out.
Now, what if
especially in a swing state full of swingers like Ohio?
Oh yeah.
And Ohio is full of some of the ugliest swingers. I drive by those trailer courts off the highway and look at and go, that's where that picture I saw on the internet was taken.
Why?
The people in that trailer, they're the ones I saw in the orgy shot on the internet.
Those are the ones that
the ones that are going to go and vote on Tuesday or stay in their trailer. Sometimes you think, man, maybe they shouldn't vote. Maybe democracy was the worst idea that ever happened. Maybe the king was right. That last king was right. You cannot trust the people because look what they do. That was supposed to be built into the Constitution, you know, that magical document that had some modicum of the people's will. Because let's face it, you can't really let the people call the shots. I mean, if you voted by, your television, say every idiot's going, today we're all going to vote.
That.
Should we go to war with Russia? Everyone who wants to vote yes.
I do.
If they're playing the right theme music, everybody's going to vote yes.
The power grow and have the song.
Do you really want to leave it up to the Americans? The people who elected this guy in the first place. Do you want to leave anything up to them from now on? Or do you think perhaps a dictatorship under a benevolent dictator like J.R. Bob Dobbs?
An illuminated one.
But this is not the year to write in J.R. Bob Dobbs as world overlord.
No, those of you who are dumb enough to listen, please do not be dumb enough to write in J.R. Bob Dobbs for president.
I did that last time, and look what happened. Hey, don't blame me. I voted for Bob.
And, you know, the sad thing is
go ahead and blame me. It's my fault.
Yeah. Well, no matter who wins or loses, it's always going to ultimately be... Yeah. The conspiracy's fault. And Dobbs is always going to be the...
It's always the conspiracy's fault, and it wasn't really Bob's fault.
And Bob is always...
Or if it was Bob's fault, it was really Connie's fault. Because, you know, you don't really directly blame the world overlord. You always blame his wife
or his
underlings.
The first lady. Yeah, you blame the first lady. And she's not involved in nearly enough projects to be a suitable first lady of our land, you know, let alone of any large or small church.
Princess, we and I were discussing the difference between the Democrats and the Republicans and the way they deal with their used-up women after these politicians. Like in a Democratic White House, your biggest problem is going to be blue dresses and sweaters clogging up the toilets, you know, as people have tried to flush them away. Whereas under a Republican administration, they just kill the hookers. And so you've got, in their case, the entirety of Chesapeake Bay backing up with dead presidential hookers that they've used and wisely cast away, made sure they weren't going to go telling their little buddy somewhere about, oh, look, I got collected some sperm off president. Let's make a little butt waterhead president clone baby. Let's make a little Lonesome Cowboy George. President Lonesome Cowboy George. The monkey animal president. Oh, yeah. That's been there, done that.
So, you know, if you're out of the Beltway, a lot of these...
Let's get another rich person.
Yeah, we need another rich person.
My dad, I caught my own dad going, well, at least Bush is a Texan. It's like, what? He's a rich Connecticut Yankee. Acting like a stupid Texan, so stupid Texans won't vote for him.
At least he's a German. You know, he could be, you know, Swiss or Slovenian, but thank God the Führer is a German. I will vote for him. My family comes from Bavaria, and
my family actually does come from Texas and Connecticut.
And Mexico.
So,
It was Mexico, and then they called it Texas. Didn't you say your old Uncle Pappy Rubric Cube or whatever?
He swam across a river,
but it was
the English Channel.
Quack, 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 quack.
What have we got coming up next? Oh, let's have some music. Oh, how about that band, Lonesome Cowboy
Dave?
This isn't
music.
I'm digging this music that's going on right now.
You better soak up the slack
while
you can, kids.
It's full of things you can't control.
It's going to all be taken away soon.
Of course, it is my childhood favorite music.
Big holes in your pie.
It's the Nutty Squirrels.
I'd like to see Laura Bush scat along with the Nutty Squirrels.
I'd like to see these guys
maybe
live.
At Democracy Plaza, you know, ice skating at Christmas time after they've won the election and Iraq ceases to be even a place, geographical area that isn't...
It'll all be like a big shopping mall someday.
I hope so. Where can you find finer things than an Iraqi shopping mall that goes all the way from the Arabian Sea all the way up to the coast of Turkey and then narrow borderline that guards it from the rest of the world?
I think you could find it in any of the shopping malls, like the one that goes from North Dallas to South Austin, or the shopping mall that goes from South Washington to Northern Boston, or any of those big malls.
Well, do you think anybody will ever notice the these weird spasms in the face that Bush makes at different times? Do you think anybody's ever going to say anything about it?
To be fair, like where you take your pig, I was cutting that Bush stuff up, and I thought, now see, I've had people cut up my
to
speech
be careful
patterns.
Where you take your pig?
I learned it from you, Dave. Anyway, what the hell was I talking about? Let's just play that song.
You were taking your pig out for a dance.
Yeah, now I see. I can't even. I tried to.
Pigs
I tried.
Were flying.
I was trying to be. I learned it from you, Dave.
A pizza and a soda.
I'd like to salute the flag to which we all swear a republic to the United States of America. The flag known as Old Glory. Well, I'm proud to salute Old Glory.
Old Glory.
And the colors for which she stands.
She stands.
Red for the blood. White for the guts. Blue for the blue body bags. And I'm proud to tell the story.
The story.
Of the United States of oil. They come and take. The brains gonna bake. And earn and live in the soil. Well, I'm proud to salute Old Glory, and the colors for which she stands. Red for the blood, white for the guts, blue for the blue body bag. And I'm proud to tell the story of freedom and finance.
potential gain. Free to Carlisle. Free to Bechdel. Free to Halliburton.
Halliburton.
Hey, hey, hey. Well, Mama, I'm coming back to Air Force, Andrews Air Force Base. Dressed in a brand new white suit. They've done some work on me. But I think I'm gonna be all right. Planes keep coming in every day. Well, Mama, I ain't got no arms left or legs. I just got stumps. But that's good, because I got a new job in the bowling alley. I'm gonna work there every day. To salute Old Dory,
Old Dory,
and the colors for which she sang. Red for the blood, white for the guts, blue for the blue body fight. And I'm proud to tell the story.
The story
of freedom and financial gain. Free to Hector, free to Carlisle, free to Halliburton.
Halliburton.
Well, Mama, there's a few things I forgot to tell you. I got part of my head blowed off, but that don't matter with the kind of job skills I got anyway. Missing a few digits. I'm missing big chunks of my skull. Oh, what the hell? So I'm proud to tell the story,
the story
of freedom and financial gain. Free to Carlisle.
Cha-ching.
Free to Bechdel.
Cha-ching.
Free to Halliburton.
Halliburton.
Hey, hey, hey. One more time. So I want to salute Old Dory.
Or you can sing along with it this time if you want to.
She sang.
Red for the blood. White for the guts. Blue for the blue. Butterfly.
Zip.
Hanks.
I'm gonna let you guys do that the whole time. Boy, that guy's like Bob Dylan. He's a regular Bob Dylan. I should have just let you guys sing this over all that stuff. It would have sounded a lot better.
I would like to sing it like this, but I just don't have the time. I have the earwax, I have the eye color, I have the nostril,
but I don't have the time.
And the time. I was doing the harmonica.
My friend, is blowing out your ass. The answer is blowing out your ass.
We cannot have a president, commander-in-chief, who blows in the winds. He must be steadfast in his steadfastness and never change his minds, even though he may be of more than one mind. His minds must all be focused.
Let us all pray.
You were right about those consonants.
He will have to just work on his carry.
Character.
Impression, yes.
Well, I have it once in a while, but I don't have it now.
It comes in flickers.
I do have AdWords, and believe me, this... Oh, no, that's Gore. Okay, forget that.
How do you tell them apart? They're all those rich guys.
Southern validation.
You know, any young fellow or girl can grow up to be president in this country.
Any abused, young, misogynistic young child can have their foreskin and their pecker will driven any way they want. And they can grow up or grow down to be the president
of this great American country that...
Well, Bill Clinton actually was some kind of a po-bucker that became president.
Yeah.
Doesn't usually happen, though. Usually they're the sons of mafia leaders and
yes,
big businessmen.
Yes, the great white
husbands
clans of Norway, yes.
Husbands. Incredibly rich, powerful monsters.
Sometimes.
Disguised as people, like on Halloween.
Sometimes they're those guys with the big long nose tubes from Papua New Guinea, and they sneak them in there. You know, they bleach their skin a little bit, make them a Mason, you know, or something like that. And then the next thing you know, they're taking the strips out of their hair. Yeah, and then before you know it, they're pulling off almost all their skin because they can't. Their skin just doesn't work anymore because the GSR, the galvanic skin responses, start buzzing, man. And then next thing you know, they're standing in front of the Republican National Committee. And they're standing there, thousands of people are cheering. And they...
Well, Dr. Truman, is it true that Dr. Howell, your comrade there at the show, is going to join me
next? Well, we're approaching the tail end.
My eyes are bleeding.
The very butt of the show, as they say.
It's a devilish tail, isn't it?
Yes.
Forked like Popeye's nose. My eyes are bleeding. My eyes.
Let's just allow our sounds to be as free as we can be. And don't forget this November 2nd to get out there and vote with your feet. The way God intended you to. Run! Run for the nearest border!
And next week there will be a radiothon.
Yes, as if we could use one.
Yes, the station will be... So I'm just warning you ahead of time.
If you have any money, spend it now before then.
You know, things might be very different a month or two from now.
There might not be any money 1 month from now.
We don't know. There might not be any money, there might not be any people, or there might not be any...
The leader could abolish money.
Maybe the change will be that change will finally stop happening.
Right, the changelings then will be the happening.
That, my dear, is impossible.
Well, that's the...
Change can never stop.
It could be the...
It's the only constant.
It could be a dream come true, though.
Small
complete
change.
Perfect peace, a stasis. Where sleep is awareness and love is hate.
A death.
Number
is
one
smart.
Is really number two, and number two is really number one. Well, friends, all we can do is ask you to do the responsible thing. But unfortunately, you're sub-geniuses, so it doesn't do much good to even suggest such a thing. And, but whatever you do, don't name it after Bob. Friends,
whatever you do, love yourself for doing it.
Whatever you do,
yeah. You sure killers
quick.
Out there? You hear it now? You listen to Princess Wee. Don't feel bad about yourself, man. Don't beat yourself up.
Feel bad about others.
You've got other people to beat up.
Me, I hereby solemnly swear you are Presumenx of the United States of them.
I have promised many things. I have delivered few.
Empty promises.
Some of them were big empty promises. As big as that football field there.
There are no empty promises, only empty heads.
And some were empty premises that had actual hits.
Where are we?
I think we've just passed Langley, and we're heading for the Maryland border now. We're going to have to take a little quick loop over here to get back if you want to get close to the White House lawn. Going to make the digit repair, the funnel entry, I guess they're calling it now. There's no... Are you picking up anything on your... are you picking up anything?
Bogey, 6 o'clock.
It's 6 o'clock already. Christ, I was supposed to have eaten by now. Are we going to get some food before we get back, or are we just going to...
I understand that there is food aplenty on the ground a few thousand feet below us.
There are people. There are houses. There are little cows. There are roses, flowers, tomatoes.
Fresh proteins and greens from the sea.
Produce from the islands of Langerhans. Now there's more than one anyway. And large, large vessels of oats.
Oh, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Hour of Slack. Thank you for listening.
And that terrible background music there was by yours truly. Friends, this is the Subgenius Radio Ministry Hour of Slack, number 967. Check out www.subgenius.com for all information. Or write to Hour of Slack, Reverend Ivan Stang, Church of the Subgenius, Subgenius Foundation at P.O. Box 181-417. Cleveland Heights, Ohio, 44118.